Hi, I'm John Mensah from Sunderland. You're watching Football Spy.
Hi there, welcome back to the Football Spy Show, sponsored by our friends at Renovans. It's another big day of top transfer tales, so let's get straight into our first roundup.
And we start with Manchester City, who are closing in on the £20 million rated Lyon star, Ali Sissoko, that's in the Sun. He's 23, got a reputation as one of the most powerful and pacey fullbacks in France, and he's in the mould of England City defender Micah Richards. Gary Cook and Brian Marwood say the Sun have flown out to France to try to seal a deal. Interesting in the Sun, they also say that the East London's boss, Roberto Mancini, looking at Everton's Leighton Baines. All the papers say today that Ashley Young's had a medical at Manchester United, should complete his move there any day now. In our Daily Mirror, the Udinese winger Alexis Sanchez, yes, him again, he's all but ended City chances of pinching him off Barcelona because he's refused to board a plane for talks, even though City have made an improved offer of around €40 million. The Sun say that Arsenal's Gael Clichy is keen on a move to Liverpool. The Times say that Arsenal are monitoring 21-year-old Toulouse and France midfielder Moussa Sissoko. The Mail say that Arsenal have rekindled their interest in Everton's Phil Jagielka. The Star report today that things are moving on the Radamel Falcao front for Chelsea. They quote the striker as saying, "I'm very calm about the situation, but I know there has been some movement. If Chelsea want me, then all that needs to happen is for negotiations to take place." In our own Daily Mirror, there looks to be a clear out at Chelsea with Anelka, Drogba, Malouda and Lampard all under threat, with Villas-Boas set to bring in his own men. But interesting, in the Independent, Palermo say they haven't received any offers so far for the Argentina midfielder Javier Pastore. Good player, he's been on Chelsea's radar. Rangers have confirmed that they've lodged an offer with Aston Villa as they step up their bid to take Carlos Queiroz, the defender, to Ibrox and back to the Sun, because Leeds have put an £8 million price tag on the winger Robert Snodgrass. I'm not really sure why, as he can't fly, he can't see through walls, but obviously Leeds believe he's better than he is.
Let's do some of your messages, and to all of you who spotted my mistake yesterday, of course, Blackpool forward Luke Varney would cost Portsmouth £750,000, and not million, he'd be lucky. Because I'm feeling generous, you like my swag on YouTube, he pointed out. We will indeed send you a long, large sleeve LFC black away kit as our penance. JLX Ustis wants news on the Atletico Madrid forward Diego Forlan. Well, he's just turned down a move to the Turkish club Galatasaray. Persian 123 Boom wants Arsenal to buy Shea Given from Manchester City. I think Chesney will do very well for Arsenal next season. Because we're having a bit of fun today, I'm going to read out this one from Eamon Ryan in Palace Green in Ireland. He was talking about the nice lady behind who sits behind me eating her breakfast yesterday, and he said, "Is the product placement of Kellogg's Frosties for the entirety of today's video intentional? Maybe you need to get Renault to increase their sponsorship." Well, I'm sure they're watching, and I'm sure they'll do something about that as well. Now, we're not going to go back to the Premier League today, because I've got something different for you. We spent yesterday afternoon at the Ghana High Commission in London, where we had a chat with a Sunderland defender, John Mensah. Lots of transfer tales doing the rounds about him. He's not a Sunderland player anymore, technically, because his loan spell at the Stadium of Light has ended. Not only that, but he had an interesting take on the situation involving his Ghana and former Sunderland teammate Asamoah Gyan. We'll let him explain.
Sunderland make me feel happy, like home. I feel like home. I feel like, you know, sometimes when I come back from injury, when I'm injured, they do entertain me and they make sure that I'm happy. Yeah. Because the most important is the game I have to play. It's not the injury. Because they know football. Injury is a part of football. So now I finished one more year for them. So now I have to go back to Lyon and we decide for the next.
Do you have any other offers to go to any other club at the moment?
Well, actually, according to my agent, he spoke to me last 2 weeks ago that there's a lot of clubs who wants me, like Rangers in Scotland, and some other clubs wants me.
Rangers
in Scotland wants me, and some other clubs also want me. But now the negotiation is still going on between my agent and the clubs.
Just one other question. Asamoah Gyan, lots of Sunderland fans want to see him, but there's been talk that other clubs want to sign him. What do you think will happen with Asamoah?
Well, Asamoah Gyan is a good player, but in terms of the situation, leaving the club, other clubs want him. As for that one, I cannot go in through because it depends on him and his agent. As for me, I'm not his agent, but normally it's a question. So what I can say is that I heard rumors from some teams who want him, like you said. But I think it's a good idea because Sunderland also won't buy players and sell players also to gain money. So I think could be a good idea. And if they can't sell him, I believe that they will want to keep him to want him to help the team as well.
Interesting views from John Mensah, who I spoke to yesterday. Now, I said I wouldn't do the European roundup, but actually we will, because in Italy, Juventus have been busy. They've bought four players, including the striker Alessandro Matri from Cagliari, the forward Fabio Quagliarella from Napoli, and just for good measure, two players from Udinese, including the defender Pepe. The combined fee for all that bit of business, a cool €35 million. All four players have agreed 4-year deals after successful loan spells. Also in Italy, Parma, they've announced on their website last night that they've taken up the option to buy out 50% of the contract of the midfielder Sebastian Giovinco from Juventus, again, after a successful loan spell. In France, La Marseillaise is reporting that the Marseille sporting director José Anigo is very confident of securing the signature of the Bordeaux midfielder Alou Diarra. In Spain, Pelé, no less, has told the Santos superstar Neymar to forget about Chelsea and English football and to sign for Real Madrid. A reminder of our Hey Big Spender competition, haven't done it for a few days. Boots and a strip of your choice as part of a goodie bag on offer. We're going to close the competition on July the 1st, so get your entries in quickly. Chelsea now looking like the big kahunas now that Villas Boas has taken over, but still most of you looking elsewhere. On our email, spy@mirror.co.uk, Mathewson is in London, thinks it's going to be Liverpool, Chelsea and United. Michel Mohamed is in Saudi Arabia, thinks it's going to be United, Chelsea and Liverpool. On YouTube, Loki Asharaya thinks it's going to be City, Chelsea and United. He's in Austin, Texas. And on the Daily Mirror channel, Mike is in Dorset in the UK, thinks it's going to be United, Chelsea and his club, Manchester City. Nathan's in Canada, thinks it's going to be Liverpool, Chelsea and United. Keep your predictions, your tips, your tweets and your emails coming in. We do see them all. Thank you very much for sending them. The Football Spy Show is back with you tomorrow. I'll see you then.